Good morning, everybody. Is all okay? Are you awake? Good. I want to say really well done, how well you all look, and a special well done to those boys in the colour party who carried the flags, I think, from the Diamond, was it? You've done very, very well. We were starting to wonder for a while. Listen, it's great to be here as an ex-BB boy myself. I had some great years in the BB, and I always remember them fondly. And I hope that you guys will be the same. So just to prove that I'm not telling lies, the next wee picture I'll show, do you recognise anybody there? That's me on the right-hand side there, that man talking to me, and I'm scared. All right, I was probably 12 at that time, and the guy beside me, do you know anybody? Could anybody tell me who that boy beside me is? You should all know him. He's here today, and he's wearing a BB uniform. It's not Ryan, nope. It's not Ryan. Anybody tell me? Yes, Cameron. Nope. Nope. Get me stand up, did you say, James? If you look around at that boy at the back there, sitting at the back, he's your captain, your BB, William Young. Does he look the same? Has he changed a lot, has he? Huh? Anyway. Okay, next week, slide. One of the things that I really enjoyed about BB was badge work. Okay. You got to do this badge. You had to earn your badges. And I think it was a real good discipline to learn. So I'm going to get you guys today. You are going to earn your stripes here today. You're going to earn your badges here today. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. So next week's slide, what I'm going to do, I want to see if you can name the stars. Name these famous people. Okay. And this first one, and I know he looks very like my dad, but it's not. Who can tell me, put your hand up and don't shout out, who can tell me who that is? Whatever, Sir Alex Ferguson. Right, you can come up here now. And just stand beside me. Okay, the next wee picture. You're not allowed to answer the rest of these now. You can look, but you're not allowed to answer. Don't be telling anybody. Okay, who knows who this is? All right, any of these, just give me one. Alfie. George Best. Yes, you remember. Come on ahead, you can up and stand beside this man here. You'll not be on your own. He's first, so who's the other one? Some of the parents might know this other guy from watching Saturday Night TV, maybe. But let me see. Charlie, is it? Yes. Come on ahead, up you come. Brilliant. Okay, now, who's all the cool guys that could tell me who this, say the boy on the left to start with, who knows who that is? Oh, come on. Bobby J. No, it's not, but who? Stormzy, up you come. All the parents knew who that was too, didn't they? You're standing at that end, you're going to push me over there. Okay, and who is that standing beside him? This guy, I'll give you all a bit of a clue, so I want someone more. This guy grew up in Collibaggy. And obviously he's a very famous footballer. What's your name? Thomas Hood. Stephen Davis, brilliant. Up you come. He's that player. He used to play for some wee team in Scotland or somewhere. Who was it, Billy? You know? Oh, he's shouting there. That's brilliant. So you guys have all earned a very special badge. So no expense spared here. I have to give you something. So let me see. You got a badge. You got the award for I Knew Alex Ferguson badge. So there you go.
I didn't.
Oh, well you're the... You stood in the wrong place. And who was it got George Best? So you're getting a badge for history. Because there's a lot of people in here the same age as George Best, but that's a really long time ago. So you got a history badge. Who got Dermot O'Leary? You got him. So there you go. You get the X Factor badge. Well done. And who got Stormzy? Who was the other person you said, Drake? I know him as well. So you got the award for Stormzy, award for music. So well done. There's your badge. And... You got Stephen Davis, did you? So this is the GAWA. Anybody tell me what GAWA means? What does that stand for? Who knows that? Yes. Green and White Army. He's the Northern Ireland player. So there you go. You got the GAWA badge. There you do. That's well done. That's your badge work done for today. So you don't want to go and sit down. Thank you very much for helping me. Okay, so all very famous people. You all guessed who they were. Most of you guessed who they were. I think the Anchor Boys were maybe. You knew who they were, didn't you? Aye. So what do they all have in common? Another question, what do they all have in common? Could anybody tell me something? Now, don't be, I know they all have heads, right, and they have arms and eyes and stuff, but something else that links these guys all. Yes? They're all famous people, yes, but there's something else that links them as well. I wonder, could anybody guess? Yes, David? They're all different, yep, that's right. You're right, that's what makes them all the same, they're all different, right? Anybody? Can anybody guess? Remember what we're at here today, what this is about. Can anybody guess what something that these boys used to do when they were wee boys? Anybody? Yes? No, they didn't all play football, I don't think, no. Brilliant, I'm glad you're here, because they were all struggling. These guys were all BB members. They all at the time belonged to a BB, just like you boys are sitting here. At one time, these guys belonged to a BB company. They would have sat in the seats like you are, young people, and you know, they have gone on to be famous, good singers and entertainers and footballers. And you know, I look down here, the potential that there is in this place, I wonder someday what you guys are going to be. Could there be a footballer here, a famous footballer? Could there be maybe even a minister? Who knows? That's absolutely brilliant to see the potential that there is here. So the next wee picture, Alex Ferguson belonged to a BB in Glasgow in Scotland. And he really enjoyed his time in the BB. And when the BB was trying to recruit new members, they decided to ask Alex Ferguson if he would help to sort of, display what the BB was about. So Alex Ferguson was happy to have pictures taken because he enjoyed his time so much. And then the next slide, he actually made a statement. Alex Ferguson made this statement. He said, as a parent, you give values to your children, which my parents did very well. Going to the Boys' Brigade is an inspiration where you learn about teamwork, helping each other, and the enjoyment of BB is a fantastic experience. Isn't that a great statement from Alex Ferguson, a famous man like that? And that's what he's saying about the Boys' Brigade, and I think that's brilliant. And I hope that you maybe see that too. I hope that you find that too. The next wee picture. I'm going to ask you another question. Have you ever missed the point? Have you ever missed the point about something? When I used to sit in those seats for the enrollment service, I have to be honest with you, I just filed in and sat where I was told to sit, and I stood up when I was supposed to stand up, and I said the words I was supposed to say. I didn't really understand what I was doing. I missed the point. I used to sit and I didn't realize what you guys are doing today. What you're here to do is to make a promise, is to make a commitment to your officers, to your church, to all our boys, that you're going to be faithful and you're going to come to BB each week and you're going to do your best and your badge work. You're going to listen to your officers and do what they say. You're here to make that promise. And when I was your age, I sat there and that just, I missed the point. I didn't really understand why I was doing it. So another example of missing the point is the next week when it says, here's a wee story. This man turned up late for his work one day and his boss shouted at him, you should have been here at 8:30. And the fella's totally oblivious. He says, wait, what happened at 8:30? He missed the point. He didn't get the point, just like me. So the next picture, next wee slide. Have a wee look at that statement now. He says the Boys' Brigade is an inspiration. He says you learn about teamwork. He says that you help each other. There's an enjoyment, and it's a fantastic experience. And that is all true, and that's all brilliant. But you know what? Alex Ferguson missed the point. He didn't totally understand what the BB was about, because the next picture I'll show you. The stated object of the Boys' Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards a true Christian manliness. That's the point. That's what the BB is about. Okay, the next wee picture I'll show again. I have to say, Alex Ferguson, in his statement, never mentions Jesus. He never mentions God. He never mentioned the cross. He never mentioned salvation. All those things that he mentioned were good, but he had missed the point. So why do people miss the point? Why do some people get it and some people don't? Well, in 1 Corinthians that Peter read for us there, and he read very well. I thought that was an awful long passage I gave him, but that was absolutely brilliant. He read it better than I could have. So he says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. So some people get it, and some people miss it. It's the power of God. It's God's Spirit that speaks to us and tells us and helps us not to miss the point of Jesus. It shows us what the Bible talks are really about. They're not just something that go over our head. If we are saved, the Spirit of God helps us. The next wee picture. Again, 1 Corinthians says, "For since in the wisdom of God, the Word through its wisdom did not know him." Do you know that when Jesus was God come to earth, and when Jesus came to earth, he had been talked about in the Scriptures, he had been described in the Scriptures what he would be like, who he would be. And do you know that when he came to earth, people missed the point. They didn't recognize who he was. They didn't understand that he was God. They didn't understand that he was Jesus. But God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. When we preach, when people preach, what they're doing is giving you God's word. All right? They're speaking as if God was speaking to you. Okay? And through the foolishness of what was preached, people can be saved. And that is the point. So the next wee slide. So my message to you all today is simple. Don't miss the point. Don't go through the BB just thinking it's all about fun. Enjoy it, yes. But when your leaders open the Bible and when they're speaking to you from the Scriptures and when they're telling you about Jesus and they're telling you about salvation, don't miss that. Don't miss that opportunity. I want you to really, really listen on those occasions. You know, I was giving my testimony at Boys Brigade in Achadui on Friday night. And as with almost every time I give my testimony, I always mention the Boys Brigade. I always mention the Boys Brigade and what it has done for me. I'm not a Christian because I'm anything special. I'm not a Christian because I'm someone great or I'm better than anybody. I'm a Christian because God helped me to get the point. He helped me to understand. So when I speak, I like to speak of the BB. I like to speak about what God done in my life, not who I am or what I am. So the last verse, verse 31, it says, "Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts in the Lord." I hope when you grow up and you talk about BB, you don't just talk about you're doing the horse and doing a PE and your badge work and your exams and all those different things. I hope that if you made a statement, that in that statement you would mention Christ, you would mention salvation, you would mention Jesus, you would mention the cross, you would mention all those things, and you would look back fondly that when you were in the BB, that is the time where you learned about Jesus, and that was the time when you gave your life to him. So listen, thank you very much for listening to me.